Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
But there's the siren and the Brisbane Lions go straight through the prelim final. 15-point win over the Tigers and the Gabba crowd are out of their chairs. What a moment. What a game. What a win for the Lions.
Yes, they were good last night, the Lions. They got their accuracy right in front of goal. So too good for Richmond. A lot of people tipping Richmond. And, of course, on Thursday night, Port Adelaide getting over the line to the Geelong Cats. So they are going beautifully at the moment. Welcome to Dead Set Legends, and it's a very good morning. Firstly, to Haydos, good morning.
Thank you very much, Blue.
And Jars,
g'day.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to the family out there that listen to us. Great to be here. Terrific game of football last night. Mm. That was riveting football. Entertaining. It was thrilling. But I thought the Brisbane Lions, they've come of age. You know, the dynasty of Richmond's now a bit wobbly for me. All right, they got spanked in that second half, and a few of their good players didn't step up. And that's what it's all about, Gregory. But yes, good to see you. You're looking fresh, you're looking tanned, and you're looking ready to go, young
man. Yeah, I certainly am. We've got a big, big show. But I have to address something straight off the bat, Jars, because our little mate, Bernie Vince, is not with us. We've had a bit of a rotation system going, haven't
we? Be careful, mate. Don't bag him.
I'm thinking,
don't whack him.
Okay, so he's having the day off.
No, he's not. He's working in another show.
That's right.
Yeah, well what's wrong with that?
So he is going to follow us on the rub. So
proud of him.
Was that a decision that was made, but Dead Set Legends or the rub? And he's flicked us, has he? Well, what's he done?
Well, he's going on a national show. Well, we want to encourage that with our young talent coming through.
Right. Okay.
Well, you're a bit jealous, are you? It's not you.
No, I'm
not.
Yes,
you are.
I've been on the rub about 5 or 6 times this year.
You have not.
I have. Yeah.
Only because you ring Brayshaw to get on.
No.
Because he's the captain. But I'm very proud of our Burn.
What do we expect from Burn today on the rub? Is
he going to
be
Vince.
A little bit toey? Is he going to be a little bit nervous?
Not our
Burn. Is he
going
to try and is he going to overdo it?
No, he's not.
No?
No, he's going to be very professional. He'll do us proud and he'll have a lot of fun with that show, The Rub.
Well, how can you not? It is a great show. It is a good. They have a lot of fun, those boys.
Well, they do. So don't go and whack him.
Well,
don't be
whacking him because
so
he's flicked us.
He hasn't flicked
us,
Gregory.
Flicked us. He's meant to have the day off and he's working.
And what about
so he should
you?
Be here.
What about old Gregory Blewett?
Oh, yeah, on
cracked
now.
The shits because he had to come and work here with me today because he couldn't play in the golf championships today. And you're ranked 60. You're ranked 60.
What are you talking about?
You're ranked 60. The in a club, field of 100.
The club champs are on
well,
today.
Well, and you're not playing.
No, well.
Because you're sooked up.
No, because it's the start of the Shield season next weekend.
Yes.
October the 10th. Oh. So I'm going to have my day off.
And what were you doing down at Canetto's? Freddie's down here at Canetto's Cafe with our boss, Jim Pettison, during the week.
Had to get a few things off my chest.
What were you doing? And what was your right hand doing on his left hand, just touching it? I watched you.
Did you?
Oh,
why didn't you come
you?
And say hello?
No, not at all. That's a private conversation, my friend.
That's right. Yeah. It's a private conversation. So what are you asking me about?
The end of the first round. We see Andrew Jarman in the corner bleeding heavily.
We've got a great show. We've got all the normal stuff. Bernie's beef, Dead Set Legends voicemail, which is growing legs. Growing legs.
You.
At home with the legends. Your scoreboard. You're under a lot of pressure with your overnight scoreboard. But we've got some great guests, Jars. We've got Jacob Surgeon. They got a big game tomorrow.
Yeah,
SANFL finals time. Jay Clark, Travis Head. Is going
Trav.
To join us. We're going to get Trav on, start of the cricket season.
Good boy, Trav.
And Kingy is going to join us this hour to talk what's happened these last couple of games and the upcoming games this afternoon.
So before we go, Hato, sorry, I've had two phone calls from my two daughters this morning, and now I've just got a text message from Marion.
Yeah.
Oh, bit of a suck to Bernie, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, mate. It's painful. It is painful.
And then she's just whacked me again. I'm not going to read it. Come on, Maz, I'm not.
Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I guess the biggest surprise is Adelaide United's Carl Viet's not on the show today. That's got to be a first for quite some time.
100th appearance.
I think it is. It's coming up. Seriously.
I tried to get
him. It's Dead Set Legends for CMY Toyota with the all-new Hilux available now at their three big and beautiful locations.
Oh, okay.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Bernie Bluey and Jars. Benny Vince away, but he'll be on the rub after we finish up. It is Andrew Jarman and a man who you could spend $125 on getting a signed red cricket ball with certificate of authenticity, Greg Blewett.
$125?
Yep, it's on eBay as we speak.
Well done.
Wow.
You look shocked as...
Wow.
$125.
It's not $1.25.
No, it's $125. Wow. And they're going to pull your pants down with $25 over postage.
So. Righto. Okay, bargain. Now, Jars, the Port Adelaide on Thursday night and then that game last night, finals
Brilliant.
Footy.
Brilliant.
Honestly, they're cracking. And I mean, I obviously hang around the Redback boys who love their AFL.
Yeah.
And we're all talking about it. How good is finals footy? It is brilliant.
Nah, it's very good.
Surprise, surprise, you've got, you're not happy
A couple of issues that I've seen so far.
Big issues or just like...
Not really, but I think they can be fixed. One is, I think we need to just turn off the mics on the umpires.
Why?
Nah, mate.
Why?
Nah, look, Ray Chamberlain, and I love Razor Ray. I think he's great for the game.
We've had him on, Razor Ray.
We've had him on. But, mate, you're there to umpire the game, officiate the game. You're not there to, you know, be a, it's all about me. And here is an incident the other night.
They're saying out of bounds on the full.
We're going to throw it in. They're not sure.
Whoa. Initially, now, and Razor Ray has come in, and we've had a bit of an overrule.
Your boundary throwing, Craig.
You should have seen Razor's face there. He loves playing up to the crowd.
He loves the spotlight. But that's not their job. Mate, I just want to watch the football move from, you know, the full back to full forward. So we don't need to hear the umpires, do we, throughout the game? Or do you like it?
I don't mind it. I like that bit of interaction and sort of getting a bit of an insight on what goes on out there. I actually, it amused me during the year. Darcy Fogarty gave a bit of lip to old Razor Ray. Mm. And you heard Razor Ray go, Darcy, don't you ever talk to me like that again.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, Dad.
Say that, but we don't want to hear it.
No, I like it.
But you,
it's amusing. Yeah,
but mate, they're there to officiate the game and interpretate the rules properly, but not to be about me. And look, we don't want to hear from the umpires. And I reckon a lot of people out there would say, yep, you're right. Maybe we don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. We just want to turn their bloody microphones off. And the other one last night, start of the game, the national anthem, 25,000, great conditions to play footy, the Gabba.
Yep.
All ready to go. Umpire puts the ball in the air, and then what happens? He bounces the ball, Gregory.
Yeah,
Where'd it go?
A little bit left.
Yeah, nearly to the top of the goal square.
And then what did he do after
recall.
That?
Recall. What a fizzer.
What?
Throw the damn ball up. Scrap the bounce.
Why didn't he suck it up? And you know what? I'm going to bounce it again.
No.
But he threw it up.
No. Scrap the bounce. And former umpire boss Peter Schwab, he says it's time. It's time for the AFL to move on. From the bounce, claiming that the AFL are clinging to the tradition of the centre bounce.
What's wrong with a bit
Get
of tradition?
Rid of it. The umpires don't want to bounce it. Razor Ray struggled to bounce the ball on Thursday night here at Football Park, Adelaide Oval.
Jars, you always talk about leave our game alone.
Yeah,
and now
I do, and I do, Gregory.
So what?
95% of it, leave the damn thing alone. But get rid of. How many times there was a recall last night? How frustrating was it? And it's frustrating for the players. They lose a bit of momentum. The umpires would prefer, and you know what? You keep the umpires in the game longer. In grassroots footy, mate, they throw it straight up. It's great to watch. It's quicker. How long do they take to bounce the ball?
One thing that does irk me when they do throw it up, they don't throw it up high enough, Jars. Around the ground, it's almost like basketball. They just throw it up about a metre. If you're going to throw it up, throw it up.
Mm. So you want to keep the bounce?
No, I like a bit of I don't mind the bounce.
Oh,
yeah, no. I don't mind the bounce.
It's got to go.
It's
time to scrap it. If they're going to make some change next year, and there is talk down at AFL headquarters, there may be some tweaking to the game next year again.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Exactly right. Scrap the bounce. Do us a favour. Because I tell you, it spoils it.
Mate, the big moment, the hand goes up, hold the footy up, and then you can see the umpire getting a bit twitchy about
don't
the
like it.
Bang!
Get rid of it. Mm. All right, count how many today recalled. Two games today.
All right.
You do your homework because you're not playing golf today.
No.
You missed, you know, obviously you're working with me, but you're a bit shitey.
No, I'm
you're
not.
A bit shitey,
Wouldn't
Gregory.
Wouldn't rather be anywhere else, Jazz.
Right. Good.
It is the Rush Hours, Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett on the
Dead
Set Legends.
Did you say Rush Hours?
Rush Hours. Yeah, well, you are.
I thought I was Dead Set Legends.
Head to the Sandville Statewide Super League Final Series this weekend. It kicks off Sunday, tomorrow, Adelaide Oval.
I'll turn this up.
New single for Powderfinger, Day by Day. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Very soon, Travis Head going to be joining the boys on the show, arousing Greg Blewett immensely.
He's a port boy. Loves his port.
Loves his port. Yeah, couldn't get tickets either Thursday night. Trav Head. He was
Trav Head, a bit
flat.
He was a vice captain of the one
well,
day.
He still is. No, really? The test team.
Oh, is he?
Test team.
And he can't get tickets.
Well,
did he try? Did he ring Dom Cassisi or Darren Cahill?
He's
or?
Got a few. He knows quite a few of the
Abbers,
players.
Bruce Abernethy's got connections everywhere. Our boy Abbers.
Well, yeah, but he knows, mate, because he's not. He's not like he's like. Well, it's
who are you
going to
say
time.
He's not like who? Who are you going to
well,
say?
I was going to say you. Oh, yeah, because he gets it. Yeah, he doesn't want to bother the players
yeah,
when they've got
boy.
Big games,
yeah.
Whereas you'd be...
No,
come
no,
on, give some...
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Only right. For friends if they need them. Anyway,
hey, mate,
yes,
they
mate.
Were very, very good. And I've said all year, Port will finish top two. And you're like, oh, will they? Will they? And you've been a bit anti-Port,
did you,
as usual.
Hang on, just drive back a bit. Have you said that all year, that
yep.
Port will finish in the top two?
Yes, I have.
Have you said that on this show?
Yes, every week. Every week.
Jars is looking at the producer, Jared.
Can you find it?
Okay, but no, keep going.
Anyway, yep. Regardless,
yep.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Very good Port Adelaide.
Very impressive.
Their and
pressure was outstanding, Greg.
Yep.
And I tell you who, for me, the barometer of that was Hamish Hartlett. He
brilliant.
Set the scene.
Yep.
His attack on the ball and on the player with the ball was ruthless.
Was he best on for you?
I had him right up there with Tommy Rockcliffe. Rockcliffe was smart around the contest.
He's
didn't
having
waste
a bit
a
of
foot.
A purple patch, Tommy Rockcliffe.
Mate, he laid, in, I don't know, over 9, 11 effective tackles as a midfielder. His work rate's been outstanding. I thought it was a complete team performance. They all played their role. It's even more impressive for me, Gregory and family, is that big Chuck Dixon, who is the number one key forward, didn't take a mark, yet he competed all night. All night. He just crashed and bashed, got the ball to the ground so the little mosquito fleets came flying in. Mate, if Chuck kicked 5, they would have destroyed him.
His effort is brilliant, isn't it?
You can't fault that. That's 3 votes in your Best and Fairest Award right there.
Well, that's what I liked about Kenny Hinckley saying about how earlier in the year they got thumped by Geelong. And a lot of people were thinking, okay, Geelong have got it over Port. But they said they didn't go, the review really showed them that, let's not tinker with our game plan. It was more about effort and energy, and that's what they brought on Thursday night. So the other one is Butters. Like he's built like a mosquito.
He is
honestly. He doesn't know where the gym is. I don't reckon it down there at Alberton.
Wow.
But doesn't he? He just piles in.
Well, he jumped on the back of Hartlett's one or two attacks on the ball early. And that's great. A senior player led the charge early, and I think Hartlett did. He definitely did. And then Butters and all those guys, they get swept up in that type of atmosphere and pressure. They go, oh, geez, if Hamish is doing it, and he was terrific, but. Kenny Hinckley spoke about being ruthless, and this is what he had to say after
that. I think we were pretty ruthless in the third quarter, was it? I can't even remember, sorry, but when we got a little bit of a gap on them, and we dominated that quarter in the fashion that Port Adelaide play, and that was a very much a front half game, and we were able to get that against Geelong, and we put a bit of a, it's a finals, it's a small margin, that's a big margin when you get to 14 or 15 points up, because how hard it is to score.
Yeah, there he is, Kenny Hinckley. And there was a little bit of chat about Geelong not kicking for goals very well, but I reckon they forced them wide. Like most of their shots, Tommy Hawkins had a pretty easy shot in the first quarter, but apart from that, they're all pretty close to the boundary. So well done to Port Adelaide. And Kenny Hinckley, Jars.
Yeah.
Like this time last year, Kenny out.
Yeah.
Now.
I'll call him for his head.
Now. How long are they going to sign him for?
Well, now there is some talk that they may sit down and give him a contract extension. Past 2021. Now,
coach of the year?
Absolutely. Yeah, lock that in. Lock that in. There's no question about that. Isn't the game funny? And what does winning do? Tell me what winning does, Gregory.
It solves a lot of problems. Oh, that's what it does, Jazz.
It's all it does. He's a genius now, Kenny. And well, this time last year, they were calling for him. They were
play their kids. You know, and mate,
he's been spot on. Everything he's done this year, he's been spot on. He's coaching the best he's ever coached, and that's what happens when you get older. The older you get, the better you coach. And that's why when you look at all those American gridiron coaches and EPL soccer
been
managers,
around forever, haven't they?
They're 70, 80 years old and coaching at their best.
Mm.
What do we do with them? 3 years in, if they're no good, they're gone. They throw them in the rubbish bin.
Mm.
Anyway.
All right.
But well done. Yeah. No, it's exciting for the Port Adelaide and exciting for the town.
You love
and
Port.
And if Buddy Steve Marshall's listening, Uncle Steve, let's open up Adelaide Oval to 40,000.
How loud were they?
Well, 25. They were very loud, Greg.
Imagine 50.
Well, but what but open, like again? Open it to 40,000. Don't go to 30,000, which is what they're going to do. All right.
Do you work for SA Health, do you?
No, not at all. But, mate, let's go. Let's just open the damn thing up.
What do you think, family? Should we? Shouldn't we? 0488851047. It is Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. For CMI Toyota. It's Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, the most watched channel in the Andrew Jarman Henley Beach household would have to be Fox Footy, and keep it locked on Fox Footy for the AFL Finals Series live and ad break free, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, and this man does a great job for Fox Footy. David King, good morning, David.
Morning, boys. What an amazing start to the finals.
I was going to say, I was talking with Jars earlier on the show, isn't it? It's a great time of the year, finals footy AFL, and geez, they've cracked in, haven't they?
Certainly have. I mean, you get to this time of year and you trim the fat, you get down to the best eight teams. I know you two boys, we're just saying you've done the same thing this morning by getting rid of Burns. So that's
great point.
Yeah, look, you've sharpened. There's no doubt about that. Oh, wow.
Kingy, have the Lions come of age, and is the Tiger dynasty over?
Is the Tiger dynasty over? No, I don't think it is. I think that when you look at the last few years, there's always one team that goes the hard way around from the top four to a grand final. They lose first week and then wrap around the other side. Will it be Geelong? Will it be Richmond? Who knows? But what we do know is the two coaches that have won so far have these two teams eating out of the palms of their hands. Mm. And Kenny Hinckley's got Port Adelaide absolutely purring. They believe he's some sort of godlike figure over there, the way he coaches. And, you know, I think that Fags is everyone's favourite grandpa this morning, isn't he?
Spot on.
Hasn't done his hammy this year either, no. Fags. So what about Port Adelaide, Kingy? Thursday night, they got over the Cats. Yeah, what do you like about Port? They, of course, finished top and they get another prelim final at home. So they've got it all ahead of them.
Oh, they have. And look, the two teams, but if you look at Port, you know, they're never going to get a better opportunity to, one, make a grand final, and then two, win the thing, because I just think they're in really good health, playing a great brand of footy, seriously tough. There's no doubt about that. They're honest at the footy. I wasn't sure that they could play this tough for this long, particularly in the forward half.
Mm.
You know, Charlie Dixon was all the answers for the first probably 2 months of the season, but now it's a shared load. I mean, there's not one player that you can clamp at Port Adelaide and say, okay, we're going to get the job done. They haven't got that Dustin Martin type figure. They've just got a whole host of silent assassins, if you like. And it's not just the 200 gamers. It's the guys that have been there 12 months.
Kingy, has the Victorian press gone hard on Chrissy Scott? 13 out of his 17 finals have been lost in the last 9 years. Now, their record is appalling in their finals. Look, they've been terrific to get there. Gary Ablett and Harry Taylor, has the game gone past them? But surely he's under scrutiny now, Chrissy Scott.
Yeah, he is. And he probably was last year, to be fair. I remember we called him Home and Away Chris last year. He didn't love that. He didn't really enjoy that.
Yeah.
He's a coach that likes to give a bit of feedback too, which got a little bit scary for a while. But I think that you have to look at it. I mean, they're the facts, aren't they? Yeah. I mean, if you're going to set your team up to win blocks of games and against the also-runs, well, that's fine. But when you get to the pointy end and it narrows, the way you play has to be the reason you win. And clearly that hasn't been the case. So they've pretty much lost that first final every time, won the second one, and then been beaten in a prelim. That's how it's gone.
Mm.
Now, he can refute that, and he can say it's lazy journalism, but there's nothing lazy about the facts. Mm. So they've got a challenge on their hands. They're not getting any younger as a group. I mean, it's a pretty ageing list now. When you look at the two teams, you know, the contrast what Port Adelaide didn't, how many youngsters they had that actually had a massive impact on the game. Contrast that with the Cats youngsters, you're struggling to find them.
Kingy, what about this afternoon at the Gabba? St Kilda are the feel-good story about the season. Western Bulldogs, unpredictable. What do you make of that game?
Well, again, it's the same sort of thing. The Western Bulldogs bring in this ball movement. They flick the ball around by hand. They want to go quick. They want to excite. You know, they got their rusted-on brand of footy that Bontempelli and McRae and Dunkley and Caleb Daniel, these guys love to get hold of. And then you've just got a revamped St Kilda. I don't think I've seen a team pick up four, five, six players in one off-season and have them all gel like they have. And I mean, you know, you guys know Paddy Ryder really well, but his impact on the Saints has been profound.
Spot on, Kingy. And the last one, have Collingwood got any hope against the Eagles at Optus Stadium?
No.
Thanks for joining us, Tingy.
No, look, I don't think they have. I mean, you know, I think they've had a horror year, you know, with things just constantly going wrong with availability of talent, you know, without Jeremy Howe and Steele Sidebottom. It's just, they're just probably their two most consistent and damaging players that they can pretty much bank on week in, week out. So it was always going to be tough for them. To have to go to Perth, to have to quarantine in Perth for 7 days, it's just a horrible build-up to a cutthroat final. So when you look at the ins for the West Coast Eagles, McGovern, Shuey, Cripps, Redden, I mean, they're strong players coming back into this lineup. So I really don't give them any chance. But in saying that, I'm 0-2 with my tips so far this round. So let's wait and see.
Just quickly, mate, who plays in the grand final? Who's your two teams at the Gabba?
Well, I think one team will wrap around. I'm just not sure which one. I really like the way Port played the other night. Hard to see them getting rolled, but I'm still not sold on Brisbane, if that's fair.
Yep. So Port and just a question mark.
Yeah. Port, and let's see if Brisbane can replicate what they've done. But the week off, it's a massive luxury, isn't it?
Great job, mate. Good calling this weekend.
Fox Footy's David King. Keep it locked on Fox Footy for the AFL Final Series live and at break free. Now, Jars has test-driven the all-new Hilux down at CMI Toyota. Now, one of the things you got immediately was the upgraded 2.8-litre
engine. Yes, I did.
And it's got a lot of torque, 3.5 tonnes.
That's it, Hayday.
3.5
tonnes. It's a beautiful car to drive.
It's a beast.
It's not a beast. It's a beautiful car to drive.
But I will say, one thing that did kind of bamboozle Jars a bit is trying to connect your phone to Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. All Jars wanted to do was just play an old C90 cassette-taped AC/DC onto. But if you're up with technology, this is not a problem. It's very easy to do as well. Be the first to test drive the new Hilux.
Nice.
Available at CMI Toyota's three big locations, West Terrace, Cheltenham and Christie's Beach. Next, we go at home with the legends, the Dead Set Legends, Triple M. Neil Finn, unplugged for Triple M's Oztober. A month-long celebration of all things Oz rock and the biggest Oz music events of the year live in your lounge room. Be a Triple M club member and get first dibs on the tickets.
At home with the legends. All right, mate, what's been happening in the Blewett household this week?
Well, school holidays, so the two little knuckleheads are at home. I've got Rory 4, Sam 5. Now, Sam is like a dog with a bone. Like, once he gets hold of something, he just won't let it go. So, at the moment, it's dinosaurs. So, it was Toy Story about 6 months ago.
Yep.
Now, it's dinosaurs. So, I'm saying to Catherine this morning, you know, what are we at home with the legends? What's funny happened this week? And then Sam was there watching dinosaurs on the computer. And he's amazing. Like, he knows, I know about 5 dinosaurs. I don't know about you. You can't.
I know about 37 dinosaurs, beginning with A.
Outside of football.
Beginning with A, give me one.
I'll give you the Adonix.
All right. That's not bad.
Isn't that something you put in your shoe?
Well, let's just see if Sam names it here, because I said, Sam, come here this morning. Let's see how many dinosaurs you can rattle off, and here's what he produced.
Am I doing it now?
Yeah, you can do it now. Ready to go? Go.
Saw felt a T-Rex driven out to it. There's a source, Pachycephalosaurus, Stegomalaw, Pachyrhinosaurus, Sucumaris, Baryonyx, Ramphorhynchus, Pterodactylus, Ilocuatlus, Stegosaurus, and Ankylosaurus, Saurophelta. Hang on, can I think about one?
Yeah, think about it. It's okay.
Baryonyx, Sucumimus, Pterodactyl, Pterodon, Albertus Nectes, Leoplodon, Stenotyrgist, Megaraptor.
Oh my god.
Megasaurus, Saltosaurus. Triceratops, Dracosaurus, Carnotaurus, Basilophus, Iguanodon, Parasaurolophus, Hyangosaurus.
What?
Kentrosaurus.
You finish, say thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Oh, that's brilliant. Gorgeous.
There you go.
That's brilliant.
Well, and he knows his theropod family. Beautiful. You know, that's all the carnivores, yeah. The herbivores, the omnivores. He's,
mate, he's well done.
Yes, yeah, so that's there he great. Is. Little, but,
good boy. Keep going, young man.
So, yeah, an expert on, I reckon I could name what? Brachiosaurus,
Tyrannosaurus Rex,
T-Rex. Well, everyone knows the T-Rex. Yeah. Pterodactyl. How do you spell pterodactyl?
Oh, I don't. Oh, hang on.
What does it start with?
T-Y, isn't it?
No, P.
Is it really? No, it's go. Not.
Getting an education. No, it is. It's,
have the boys seen Jurassic Park, silent. The movie?
Yeah. 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 No, they've seen it all. They've seen it
brilliant.
All.
Brilliant. So, well done, Sammy.
Yep.
Good boy.
That's fine. But also, Sam can also name the last 99 starting Australian batsmen as well. So that's another thing we'll get to now. For CMI Toyota, it's Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Bernie Bluey and Jars. After the sheer number of bounce recalls last night, Jars would like to see the bounce gone. Agree or disagree? Text us 0488851047. You and three mates could be heading to the Sample Statewide Super League Final Series this weekend. Kicks off tomorrow, Sunday, the 4th of October at Adelaide Oval.
Cricket season is a week away, Jars. October 10, yeah, nice. First Shield game. Yeah. The Redbacks take on WA at Karen Rolton Oval. So pre-season, thank goodness, is officially done. So let's get someone on who is a very good man. He's sporting a filthy, filthy moustache at the moment, Jars. And we welcome him, Travis Head. Morning, Trav.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me. Trav. Minus one today. I'm not sure what's going on there, but nice to talk to you.
Yeah, minus one. Bernie's just decided he's going to do the rub. Jars is like, oh, yeah, well, it's great.
It's great for his development. It's great for his development, Trav.
Anyway.
He's quick to jump ship.
That's right. That's right. Now,
straight off is.
The Redbacks, the mighty Redbacks, how are we looking for the first game?
Looking good. I think everyone's raring to go. I'm itching to get out there. It's been a while. We've had a couple of really good practice games leading into it. So I guess we're fortunate enough to have the first four rounds here. So we've had a look at the wickets and I guess we get a pre-run into it. So hopefully we start well.
And we've got the new coach, of course, Jason Dizzy Gillespie. How's he been?
Yeah, the big douche. He's back shortly. So we've obviously done on Zoom a fair bit, which is obviously the new era of everything at the moment with online meetings and whatnot. But I can't wait for him to get here. He's exciting. It's it's gonna be really good. Obviously, we've seen his success at the Strikers and how good he's been around that group, and can't wait for him to get into this group, which we've got a lot of exciting players.
Trav, what about the role of Greg Blewett? He's on a contract for next year as the fielding coach.
I'm not the fielding coach.
Describe what he's
this
about.
This is how much homework he's
describe
done.
Describe his Trav. Personality around the group. Is it all about me, or is it all about we?
No. It's definitely we. I'm not sure what it is in the office there, but it's definitely we here. he's been exceptional. Blue. Obviously, it's been quite tough with all the staff, I think, over the last 12 months with everything that's gone on, not just on the field, off the field, COVID. There's been a lot of stuff go through the sack, unfortunately. And Buttsy and Blue have stepped up and have been exceptional this year. And as batting coach, I think he's taken the ownership of that. And the guys are batting really, really well, which is good. And I've worked very hard with him, which has been nice. Well,
they're very fortunate, Jars. The Redbacks have got the best batting coach in the country.
Why are you doing the Australian side then?
Because I want to stay home. I want to be with my family.
Trav, you got a barbecue for the players today at your house on your 2-acre farm.
Thanks for the invite.
Now, have you mowed the lawn? And if so, what are you using? And have you got the great Les Burdett rocking up to check out the beautiful lush greens?
Yeah, on the ride on this morning. So there's been a bit of rain about, so I haven't had a chance to get out there. So I've got to get it looking good for the boys. But I think the bowlers will be happy. There's a fair bit of grass. I left a fair bit of length in it. We got the footy on this afternoon, which would be nice. It's nice to have finals footy back and a nice opportunity before we go into the bubble to, long weekend, to just have the guys around and then have barbecue and watch your footy.
Which teammate won't be turning up? Which one just got no interest in his teammates whatsoever?
We've actually got a good turnout. But Gary Putland's got his wedding today, so all the old boys. It's literally all the old boys are out. So, no Ferguson, Cooper, then sort of the Sayers, all the old guys have gone to that. And I'm sure that would be a great day with Putsy. But yeah, all the young boys around today, which should be good fun.
And it's obviously a coach-free zone, is it, Trav?
Yeah, we've had enough, you blokes. We've had enough of the coaches. No.
Oh, he's giving you the wide berth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought Greg normally playing golf on a Saturday as well.
Of course.
Yes. Well, that's right. Hey, Trav, and your mob, Port Adelaide, flying. So you, no doubt you would have gone to the game Thursday night. Number
Didn't
one ticket holder.
Well, I missed out on tickets, actually. I tried to get online and I missed out. They sold out, which is fair enough because the brand of footy they're playing at the moment. And my mother was a Geelong fan, so I had mother up for dinner. And Jessica, we had a nice dinner after the day's play the other day and then watched it on the big screen at home and absolutely loved it. The boys are flying. They played a very exciting brand. It's nice to see them have a week off. So good things going at the moment. Hopefully, well, I won't be able to get to the next game, but they're looking really nice.
Well, you know a few of the boys. You tap it on them for a ticket, surely.
Yeah. Tommy Rockcliffe or bloody...
No. Yeah, I'm not bothering them at this time of year.
Well, Jars would.
They'll get me for test match. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's right.
Not about their business. I don't need to be there watching. I enjoy watching at home.
Trav, Greg Blewett's been doing a lot of work for us down at the boundary line on Triple M. This is some of his best work.
Clean belly, bill of health.
That was as much sense as I've made. Hey, let's change the
game. Moving a bit
clean
quickly,
belly,
Blue.
Bill of health.
I'd had about five beers before
you did
that.
No.
I just had a little slip of the tongue. Don't often make mistakes, as we know, Trav. Hey, just before we let you go, mate, it's a massive summer for you. India come out here, and we know how good they are. They beat us last time, so a bit of a revenge would be nice.
It would be. And I think with obviously, I guess, again, we get very fortunate enough to have this Shield Cricket going into that. So, yeah, hopefully I can start hitting my straps and get into that game time and start make sure when I'm rolling into that I'm ready to go and feel like the game's in good order. So, big test for us. Obviously, taking over the number one spot and number one ranking, I want that back. And I think, yeah, we're the two best teams in the world at the moment. And as we've seen last series, with that added few for us, it's going to be a hell of a series.
Yep, absolutely, mate. Well, you're batting beautifully. So we're looking forward to some big things from you this summer. And that's starting, of course, next Saturday, October 10 against WA. So very good luck, mate, and have a great summer.
Travis Head.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, mate. And thanks for the invite again today. There he is, Travis Head, Dead Set Legends.
Louis Cricket Corner done.
And there it is. I say I don't
like cricket. Blew it.
Got in beautifully, ball. What a f***er.
Triple Ebb's Dead Set Legends for CMI Toyota. The all-new Hilux available now at their three big locations, West Terrace City, Cheltenham, and Christie's Beach. Before we get to Jay Clark, the overnight scoreboard, and check the Dead Set Legends voicemail, there's a spot on our rundown. Yeah. Kind of looks like a schedule, and it's blank. And now Jars has asked for it to be left blank, because whenever that happens, usually means someone's about to cop it.
If I don't get a public apology from you right now on air, then I'm taking you to court. I've got my lawyer, Alex Antic, ready to go on the phone because I want to take you back 7 days. Now, we've been rostered on and off to make sure we've all got fresh legs coming home for the finals here on the Dead Set Legends, a global number one sports show around the world. But when I heard and received phone calls and text messages after the opener of last week's show with you and Bernie Vince, mate, I tell you right now, you crossed the line. This is what you said about me.
The big news, Pasty Boy Jars isn't with us today, so no dribble, no stuffing things up, so enjoy your day off, Jars.
You wanker. How dare you say that? What, Pasty Boy, dribble?
Yes.
That's how you see me, is it?
Pasty Boy.
Who I've brought you into this environment.
Very pasty.
Right, the only reason I do this gig, as with Bern, is to keep you employed, because otherwise you can't feed your poor old family. And it kept coming.
G'day, Andrew Jarman here. Sorry I missed your call. Leave your name and number and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Jars, this is bullshit, mate. Absolute bullshit. We've changed your spot three f***ing times. Honestly, I don't want to f***ing hear from you. That's it. I'm done. I'm not coming next week either. You get
f***ed. Yeah, don't bother ringing me, mate, on my day off either. That is, it's pathetic, mate. Selfish. We talk about we're a team. Dead shit.
Yeah,
off. Knob jockey.
Knob jockey! called me a knob jockey!
That's exactly...
How dare you
say
that?
That's exactly what you are.
I'm a knob jockey.
Correct.
What does it mean?
What does a knob jockey mean?
You're a
it's
knob.
Open to interpretation.
I beg your pardon. What
That's
did you
right.
say?
It's That's open right. to interpretation. You can take mega offence to it or none at all.
Now, and actually, Bernie Vince came piling in. I didn't hear that.
Juddy, Andrew Jarman here in Adelaide. Mate, don't do it. Don't do it, my friend. Be proud to be bald. Don't surrender to the yeah, yeah mob, to the warning mob. Mate, just leave it. Be bald, be proud. Honestly, you put that bloody fake hair back on, you look like one of those homeless blokes in Melbourne. Don't do it. Stay with us.
So what was that on?
That was on our national...
Friday huddle.
Friday huddle.
Mm-hmm.
For so you don't Juddy know wants I... to go. Juddy wants to get some hair back.
Does he?
And MG and I, Mark Guy and I,
mm-hmm.
put a call out. Stay bald. Be proud.
Mm.
So Juddy wants to go down the path of you.
Warning. What do you mean, me?
That's no, fake hair, mate. No, you got. Not. No, let's not. Just be really honest. If you want to be honest, that thing there has been touched.
It and touched hasn't. Up. Shut up. So, shut up.
So I left the message for Juddy on the... Right. on
What is it called again?
On Friday. The huddle last yes. night.
Right. Okay.
What's the problem?
All right. Well, that's good. Actually, your little mate, Bernie. So I love how all... That Here voice message that was left last week, right?
Which was
I just jumped on
offensive.
The back of it. It was mainly Bernie. So your little boy, Bernie, what? Where's... You going to take him to court as well? Or are you no. going to leave... that? It's okay. Bernie... Bernie can abuse you and get away with it. Is that right?
Not at all.
Well, here's also what he said about your hair.
Actually, I know where he could use jars on a ute. He could, his head could be the tow ball. You can hook a caravan on that.
So did there he, you go. And then he also that? Said that he could put like half a tennis ball on your head as well. You know, they put them on the tow bar when they're not... Not use him.
Did he? He didn't say that.
He did.
Yes, he did.
So that's your
Byrne
little
say
mate
that about
Bernie,
me. I'm his
who's,
papa bear.
Who's flicked us again today? To,
he wouldn't.
To go
so
on.
So he
the...
seriously said that.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to get him on.
Mm. We're going to get him on.
No, we've got to get him on.
Well, and that was the other point last week.
To address.
What happened there?
What?
So we have a week off, but we dial in and we just check in just to see how everything's going.
Yeah,
that's part of the show.
Yeah.
And you just refuse.
Yeah, because that's how I roll.
That's how you roll.
That's
it's exactly how you roll.
We're going to try and get Bernie Vince on to face the music, so to speak, very soon. Overnight scoreboard, Jay Clark next.
That's how I roll.
What a tune. Triple M's Dead Set Legends with Bernie, Bluey and Jars for CMI Toyota with the all-new Hilux available now at their three big locations. Upgraded 2.8
yes.
litre engine so you can get all the power you need to tow up to 3.5 tons, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we've just got to get into
yes,
one
sir.
Of our favourites that should be here but isn't in Jars, the intro.
Yes,
thanks
mate.
Very much for providing this. He's on the phone.
He joined us. Bird.
Oh, g'day, boys. Oh,
Bernard.
Who picked that song?
What did you say? What did you say?
Oh, I got no idea.
I said, who picked that song?
I don't know. I didn't hear it. I was in the
Good
toilet.
To speak to you, mate. Now, obviously, you've got another show to do today. Blue, it's been very critical of you off air and on. So what are you up to today?
That hurts me. It actually hurts me, Blue. We're a great team together, and when I'm not there, you seem to just find this extra leg and go hard at me, but when I'm there, you want to be my best friend. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But yeah, in saying that, you boys are sort of just, you're just preparing the entree for us. We've got a global national show coming up next. The main meal is coming. Just make sure you get those little oysters out. There's, half a dozen oysters and serve them up because the big steak's coming.
Oh, now coming from you, Burn, seriously, mate, because when I listen to the Rush Hour and the amount of pile on that goes on towards me, and you're the same, like when we're around, oh, Bluey, can you have a look at my golf swing? When are we catching up? All that sort of stuff. But anyway, Jars has cut up rough too this morning.
How do I respond to this terrible criticism that I got copped from you last week? Just listen.
Actually, I know where you could use Jars on a ute. He could, his head could be the tow ball. You'd hook a caravan on that.
You think that's funny, do you?
Well, as they say, a week is a long time in football. Well, because I said that, I apologise, CIC. I didn't mean it. I just...
Oh, here we go.
Know, I got humour mixed up a little bit with where I was at. What part of the car would you like to be then? What do you think you are? You're not the engine, surely.
No, the doormat.
Oh, I'm just cut up. Can't believe you've gone down Blewett's path, honestly.
Well, I gave you an opportunity. What do you want to be? I'll come with that next time.
And I haven't bagged you once. Even the opener where Blewett gave it to you, I was stuck up for you. I defended it. Even Marion texted me and said, stop sucking up to Bernie. Honestly, if that's the way you're going to roll, mate, I'll start bringing out the cannons.
Give it to me. Give me something.
Hey, Bern, what have you got to offer the boys on the rub today? What are you bringing to the table?
What are you going
to
do?
Well, you know me. I'm a bit of a risk taker. I'm taking a big risk today. I'm actually providing, and they don't know it yet, but I'm giving the boys a bit of feedback on the show and ways they can improve and what they need to bring more to the table and probably just a bit less of with some of them. Few of them like to talk about themselves a little bit too much, so that could be interesting when you're working with the likes of Wayne Carey. I'm not sure. I'll make sure I know where the door is in case he gets a bit angry. I can get out quick, but it'll be a bit of fun. Always a bit of fun. I love listening to the show, so looking forward to the debut. Did you make a debut, Bluey?
No, I've already been on, mate. I'm a regular.
Be nice if you could bring that content to the rush hour and Dead Set Legends too.
I put a ball on the tee for you then and you didn't even hit it. You made 100 in your test debut, you dipstick. You didn't pick up on that.
Don't be nasty. All right, well, enjoy your time on the rub.
Okay, thanks, boys. Thanks for
taking
it on me. I love you.
See you, Paris Hilton. Catch you, mate.
Oh. See you there. And he comes on. He comes on. More his verbal. Week off.
Well, you know what? I apologise to you.
Yeah. Did anyone understand that? He sounded that tinny. Where was he?
I don't know. Men's gallery, wherever that is. And he's Dead Set Legends.
Now, Jars, Dead Set Legends voicemail, because during the week, I'm busy, you're busy. Well, you're actually not busy. Mm. I'm busy.
Yep.
Bernie, what does Bernie do outside of Russia?
He's busy. He's busy. He's a busy boy, our Bern.
What do you do during, honestly,
I do the first half
of the day? What do you do?
I do a fair bit.
Okay. All right. But often, sometimes people can't get us, so they ring this station and leave a message. Nice. Here we go. This is this week's.
You have 10 new messages.
G'day, mate. Lucas from Adelaide Oval. Jarls, we're more than happy to give you your own stand. It's got to be out the front. You can sell jam donuts right up until halftime. Thanks, mate. Jars, I'm having a beautiful morning doing the Beta Burwood. Beatrice has made some dark fruitcake. Amazing vehicle. It's even got a radio in it. G'day, Bluey. It's John from the Adelaide Oval Hotel. Sorry, mate, we seem that you wanted to get a room here, but we're booked out forever. Nothing available at all.
Good.
Ever.
Good.
Sorry, mate. Hello, it's David, the chairman here. Jars, we need your advice leading up to the finals, mate. Yeah. The team want to know, where's the best spot to park on War Memorial Drive? Hello, it's Yater. I'm just about to leave the magnificent Adelaide Oval and I found a bag with no name on it. Could belong to South Australian right-arm medium and right-handed batsman Greg Blewett. If we have a look in here, I can see an oversized tub of weight gain powder, a teeth whitening kit, and a truck stop magazine featuring strong pornography. I'll keep it in my car. Jars, the bay to Burwood is amazing. Yeah. God's country. We're just driving past the Olympic Dam. Hi, Bernie. It's Sean Craig. Why did you take me off the Rush Hour group chat? I miss it. I miss you, Bernie. Let me know if you want to go get a boost juice.
That's me.
Gentlemen! Brayshaw!
Yes.
You are so fat!
Yes.
When you skip a meal, the stock market crashes!
You're fat.
You're fat! Jars. You're going to have to come and get me. The car stalled, and I asked Beatrice to get down, give it a good crank to get my motor running, and she slapped me a...
There are no more messages.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
All right, Bern. Geez, it comes around quick, the old beef.
It does.
Much talked about. You know, we go into the Netherlands now.
I know.
They listen to the beef.
We are global, are listening. Do I have to do it in another language one time, you reckon?
One day. I reckon maybe one day we could do it in Dutch. Yeah,
okay.
Whatever.
I might try that. But, Jazz, okay.
All right,
now,
here
we
you
need
got.
To get into this.
Okay.
Because were you listening to my beef last week, Jazz?
Absolutely. Never missed
What was it about?
Okay. It was about players being disciplined post-game.
Exactly right. Now, here's a little snippet of what I was talking about.
Burns Beef is alive and well.
This is just a warning that there will be a beef coming if they don't listen to this. As we know, Jars, on the weekend, 10 teams finished their season. Yeah, but that means Mad Monday week and silly season. Yes. So what I've done is I've written down a survival guide for young players coming through of Mad Monday week and the off-season. And they're not rules. So they're just guidelines.
So they're do's and don'ts.
And things that may or may not help you at certain times.
Right. Clear. I mean... that's loud and clear, Bern. All right, you couldn't be any louder.
Oh, well, apparently, Jars, a couple of boys weren't listening. Now, when there's an incident, and on my watch, I like to do a game review.
Yes, Bert.
Not everything went to plan. We failed, so we need to do a review. I'm going to go back through a few of these points, maybe this time the boys will f***ing listen. Right. What did I say about a police officer?
Yeah.
Now, if you've got a police friend, always remember their name. Not saying that you're going to get in trouble with the law. Actually, yes, I am. So make sure you remember their name because you just never know when. If you say you know someone, they might have gone to police school together. Bang, they even drop you home if you know someone really close to them. And if you don't know anyone, just make sure you take note of the badge walking past of a police. Just a random one. They can always help, Jars. They always help. Giving that one across, that's a fail. If they got that one right, you know what? Could have saved them a cab fare as well. They could have dropped the bastards home. I'm putting a line through that one. Or should I say line? No.
No.
I should probably leave that one out. Anyway, what about what I said? If all shit hits the fan, what do we do, Jazz?
What do we do, Bern?
Here we go. Listen. If all hits the fan and you get caught on camera, it's definitely 110% you. You know what you do, Jazz?
What,
Bird? Like my dad always says, you refer to the three D's.
What's that, Bird?
Deny, deny, deny. And if they keep bringing up the footage and it's definitely you, you know what you do then?
What, Bird?
Like my dad always says,
what?
You refer back to the first D. That's a cross. That's a fail. They've obviously admitted it at some stage. The dumb bastards. Right. Moving on, another thing I said, always go with someone more famous than you.
Yes.
Always be with someone more famous than you.
That's it.
Name the bloke that was with Sydney Stack.
I can't remember his name.
Exactly right. And he's not even famous, so there you go. So, Jars, one of the boys listened. Mm. Tyson Stengel listened
because
he went with Brad Crouch.
Yes.
But where Brad Crouch made a mistake is he should have been with Tex.
Tex.
And Tex should have been with Tony Modra.
And Tony Modra
should have been with Stephen Marshall.
Yes.
Who should have been with Scott Morrison.
Yes.
Who should have been with the Queen. Who should have been with you, Jazz. There's only one person left who you could have been with.
Who?
That's me! That's me! But I tell you what, I need to get back to the game review, match analysis.
Oh,
we've broken down a few areas.
Yeah.
And we've really broken down in our structures, especially in the last quarter, Jars. And I'm talking at 5:15 a.m. in the last quarter.
Yes.
And I'm referencing time, not f***ing weight at the moment. And what did I say if they don't listen? This is what I said. If you listen to this and still get caught, you have a dumb bastard! Because I've survived for 13 years with, not too many blemishes anyway! So in summary, Jars, I'd just like to pass this on to the two boys.
Yes, Bird.
They're f***ing dumb bastards that are listening! Get back to listening to the f***ing survival guide, you dumb pricks!
But the survival guide didn't work!
Shut up, Jars!
Righto, Blue, tomorrow we've got sample finals at Adelaide Oval. She's up and about. It's only a top four this year, but the Eagles take on My Mighty Roosters. Second semi-final, Adelaide Oval, 3:15.
Yep.
This is going to be a ripping game of football. The 1v2, they're the best two sides this year. One man that's turned this place around within 6 months is Jacob Surgeons, the senior coach. He joins us. Good morning to you, young Jacob.
Thanks, Lance. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, mate. This time last year, the North Adelaide Footy Club was a bit of a laughing stock of the competition, finished bottom. But, mate, how have you turned it around within 6 months and got these boys playing super, super attacking football, but also can defend?
Yeah, mate, well, we finished second bottom. Westies finished last, so we weren't that bad. But, mate, to be honest, when obviously a new coach comes in, brings a few fresh ideas and some new ideas, you know, having a few guys come off AFL lists who were North Adelaide juniors who wanted to come back to the club and play, that obviously helps. But once we sort of identified what we needed to work on and where we need to get better at, I really attacked that in the pre-season with some of our ball movement and defending and what we're doing around stoppage. So the guys are all on board. They understand the way we want to play, the way we want to go about it, and just really looking forward to getting into the game tomorrow now.
Yeah, it's going to be a ripper. And, of course, the Eagles have been a very good side this year. You've played them twice, round 4, round 11, and they've got you both times, mate. How are you going to turn it around?
Yeah, no, Jake, like you say, I've done a great job. Jay Sheedy's done a superb job as well, you know, coming from the amateur club. I think he was at Athelstan last year. And it just shows you that there's a lot of quality coaches, not just in SANFL or AFL footy, but even in the amateur football. And, you know, he did a great job with his guys. And, yeah, it's gonna be a tough task. You know, footy's always won or lost around the contest, and yeah, the probably the two times that we play them, we probably the first time we probably didn't have a key forward who could bring the ball to ground, and then last time we played them, we were too slow. We had the three big monsters in Mitch Harvey, Alex Barnes, and James Craig, and we probably just didn't get the mix right. So, but all credit's got to go to the Eagles. You know, they executed the way they wanted to play on those days, and you know. Finals football is a different game, so we love playing at Adelaide Oval. It's like a home away from home for us, so we're going to go there and just really attack the game and play with a lot of speed.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. Beautiful service down there, as we know. Now, the filthy forecast tomorrow, up to 20 mils, they're saying. Does that affect the way you're going to go about in terms of selection?
Not really, not for us now. Now, we're pretty comfortable. We're going to go in with the two big boys and pretty much a running team and a speedy team. So we're going to want to play fast in wet or dry conditions. We think our game plan and the way we play sets us up for playing wet or dry football. We don't really mind. So we're just looking forward to it. You know, they've got some big guys who can go forward and mark the ball. So fingers crossed they don't mark it tomorrow if it's wet, which is good.
Jacob, obviously selection is tough in finals time. Big blow losing Cameron Craig with that injury, and his brother, the big ruckman, also got tapped and got dropped. So you got four on the bench, and Spina comes back in, the captain. So end of the day, it needs to be a good buy-in, team football. But one man I think's led that beautifully is young Wig. He's been superb for you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Wiggy, I think a lot of people forget, you know, obviously Wiggy spent 3 years at the Crows, and I think he won the best and fairest in one of the years there in the SANFL. He went over to the Gold Coast, and unfortunately for him, in his first year, he broke his foot and then got back, had a really strong pre-season, and then in one of the pre-season games done his knee. So he's missed 24 months of footy, which... you know, the guy said to him, you know, you've got to go back to your state league comp and just play well. And a lot of clubs have been, you know, ringing me and talking to me about Wiggy. And, you know, he's had a fantastic year. He's been superb. I think he's averaging around 25, 26. And he's just a really good personality and character to have around the club. So, you know, a lot of credit's got to go to him and our fitness coordinator, Jay Colson, who's got him up after his knee recon and whatnot. But, yeah, Cameron... really disappointing, you know, last 2 minutes of the game. You know, he's one of the top defenders in our competition. He can play on tall and small, and he's really elevated his game in this season compared to previous years. And James, his brother, was the real stiff one. We probably went for a bit more flexibility with our guys in the ruck. They can both pay forward, where Craigie's your dual ruckman who just loves to compete for, you know, 95% of the game. So we've gone with a bit of flexibility and a bit of run. And, you know, like I've said to our guys, you know, that's the strength of our team. So, you know, that's what we picked.
Good luck, mate. It's going to be enjoyable for everyone involved, and can't wait to see the clash between the Eagles at Adelaide Oval tomorrow. Thanks, Jacob.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
See you, mate. There he is, North Adelaide senior coach Jacob Surgeons. This is the Dead Set Legends.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.